It's time to get in the loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. From the latest school and district news, updates on various district hot topics, and opportunities to meet all of those that help make LPS great, In the Loop with LPS is here to provide yet another opportunity for us to stay connected with you. So let's get started and send you to the longtime director of communications with Liberty Public Schools and your host of In the Loop with LPS, Dallas Ackerman.
We welcome everyone back for another edition of In the Loop with LPS. My name is Dallas Ackerman, and as our intro announcer so accurately states, the longtime director of communications in Liberty Public Schools, again, I have Reagan Allegri. I don't know if you're quite the longtime principal of Heritage Middle School
yet. Not yet.
But just wait. You take a blink and you'll be the longtime principal of
I would love it.
Heritage Middle School. Thanks for coming by, and you have a good spring break?
It was great. It was so great. We did not travel. We were local. But
likewise.
It was kind of nice because I felt like it had a really good pace. Sometimes I feel like if I travel, you come back and you're right back into it. So it was wonderful.
How important is spring break, you think, just for everyone? I mean, we're into this craziness of the springtime in Liberty Public Schools and throughout.
No question. It's so needed. It's a nice chance for us to slow down and spend some time with our families and reconnect with people that we might have lost touch with. Things just go so fast. So definitely needed. And I really feel like everybody comes back just a little bit lighter and has enough gas in the tank to finish the year.
Yeah. So for everyone listening out there, again, this is In the Loop, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. And after spring break, of course, now we're just down to, I think, not that anyone's counting.
7 weeks.
7 weeks and yeah, less than 40 days. I do know that.
It's crazy.
I was reminded of that coming into the office on Monday. And we have a lot to cover. We definitely want to talk about the big 100th birthday celebration for HMS, which is right around the corner. So yes, a great opportunity to promote that, along with kind of the get to know. That's what I do with all these interviews, is kind of, hey, let's get to know Dr. Reagan Allegri a little bit.
Love it.
So let's go ahead and start with, let's talk about you a little bit.
Okay.
This is year number 3. Hard to believe.
It's gone by so fast.
Taken over as principal at HMS. How's the experience been for you thus far?
Incredible. I always, when people ask that, I felt like year one was like drinking from a fire hose because there was so much information. I didn't know what I didn't know. And then I definitely knew what I didn't know at the exact same time. I didn't know who to contact. It was, everything was new. And so it was so much information, but everybody here is so incredible. You can call anyone and they will help. And so it didn't take too long before I found my footing. And I felt like year one was just really focused on getting to know my crew, you know, all the students and the staff and the community that I serve. So that went by in the blink of an eye. I feel like I can't even remember it. It feels like yesterday, but it also feels like 20 years ago at the same time. Last year was so good. I felt like I was kind of getting my footing, and this year's felt really solid. I want to knock on wood, of course, but I have an incredible team that surrounds me. So I'm very, very lucky to be at Heritage.
You came to us from the North Kansas City School District. You were an assistant principal there. Talk about your experience over there.
Yeah. So I came here with 15 years under my belt, but all of them had been in North Kansas City schools. I started as a second grade teacher at Oakwood Manor Elementary, and I did that for 7 years. And then I was having just felt like there was a calling to move up and work with some older kids. And for whatever reason, the middle school just pulled at my heartstrings. So I interviewed at a couple middle schools and I landed at Maple Park, and I taught there sixth grade social studies for 4 years, and then moved into the role of assistant principal for 4 years. And then this position at Heritage opened and I threw my name in the hat and I got the job. So
do you want to tell our listeners how things played out on your first day of school with us in Liberty Public Schools? Okay. So what always happens, I'll start it and you can kind of finish it.
Sure.
So, you know, before the first day of school, all the media in Kansas City are stoked. They want to come out and do interviews and live shots. And it's one of the, if not the craziest day of the year, as far as just media relations and kind of media control. And so, of course, they approach our department and they want to do some live shots. And I thought, gosh, Heritage Middle School has this new excited principal. And so we scheduled that. I think it was it Fox 4, I think?
It was.
It came over, and it was going to be before school. So I arrive, and I mean, it's dark. And, of course, we're in the front of Heritage. And would you like to continue the story from this?
Yeah, I feel like in true Dallas Ackerman fashion, I think I had maybe around 45 minutes to prepare for this. And so... I'm still getting used to the drive at this point, and so I think I don't think I was as prepared as what I had hoped to be. So I'm running a little bit behind, and I text Dallas and say, you know, I'll be there as soon as I can. Well, everyone's here, so just let me know when you're arriving. And I think I came into campus on two wheels. I was so nervous, and then it was right in front of the school that I am the new principal at, and I'm getting questions about...
The microphone went right in your face.
It went right in my face, directly in my face. And everyone, I think people were also like, who is this person being interviewed? Because they don't know who I am. And so it's like, wow, is there some story out there that we don't know about? Nope, it's the new principal who whose wheels are smoking on her car that's currently parked.
Did you get gas on the way?
Yeah, I did.
And you're almost out of gas.
It was a whole thing. I don't think we needed to say that part, Dallas. I don't think we had to add that part in.
We're about all transparency on In the Loop.
Transparent. Love it.
Yeah.
So then a little bit of hazing as well, I think, happened. So that was just such a warm welcome from Mr. Ackerman.
Yeah, and was almost 3 years.
Yes. Year three. Insane. I mean, at least for this, I got a little bit more. I mean, I think I got a little bit more a heads up than I did the day that I had the interview.
You know what was interesting? I actually received a text from Dr. Allegri this morning asking if what you needed to wear.
Yes.
So you thought this was maybe a video interview, but it's just important. Our beautiful voices.
It is. And for that, I'm very grateful because... It's a little windy outside.
What was it like as far as coming to Heritage? Of course, you follow Scott Carr.
Yes.
He's been there forever.
He
went to school there. We'll talk about that as he was a part of our video that will be premiered here in a week or so. But that had to be interesting. And the fact you follow, you know, I always hear like in leadership or really any position, it's kind of all who you follow and what that looks like. And how was that?
Yeah. Following Scott was really, I mean, I didn't know what that looked like. I always say that Scott Carr is in the walls of Heritage. Like he is in the fiber of everything there because exactly what you said, he was a student there and he was a teacher there and the principal there and he is a community member and his kids went through there. So there's such an amazing story for his history and his part of that building. So there was definitely some worry of how is this going to look because not only had he been there and he had been the principal for so many families that had come through and kids of kids and stuff like that. And I was the new person, but also I was coming from a different district. I didn't grow up in Liberty. I don't live in Liberty. And so there was some worry there that would people feel like I was as invested in the building? And that for me, I just had to realize that my investment was going to look different as the principal. Mm-hmm. But the great thing about Scott Carr is that he was a phone call away or a runaway. He runs by the building and sometimes he'll just like pop in. And so I'd always like, hey, I don't know where this might be. Or who would be a good person to call? So he was a wealth of knowledge but also really just let me find my own way because he knew that with new leadership comes new ideas. And so he was excited to see where Heritage would go with the new ideas.
Yeah. Again, Reagan Allegri, the principal at Heritage Middle School. So kind to join us this week as part of In the Loop. And again, we're going to talk about the 100th year birthday bash, let's call it, here in just a moment. But before we talk about that, just kind of want to give you a chance to brag about your school. What are you most proud of Heritage Middle School? I know that's a loaded question.
It is, but I will tell you for any future interviewees out there, that's one of my favorite questions is when I'm interviewing a teacher for any potential staff member. And one of their questions back to the admin team is, what do you love most about Heritage? And because it allows us an opportunity to brag on our building. I have always said that HMS is just magical. There's something so very different about it. And I've had the opportunity to be in multiple buildings and they've all had really great stories. But specifically with Heritage, and maybe it's because it's my first building as a head principal, but there is such pride that walks in that building. There are people that love the history of that building. They love the history of, I would say the history of the building. It's just, it's different. It looks different. And because of that, it feels different. We have people that really, truly are knocking on the door to get in to the building. And that's something really incredible. That's there before me. That doesn't have anything to do with me. That's something that I got to inherit as the principal. And I don't know, the kids are incredible. They challenge us every single day in the best way. And my staff is just second to none. I can't brag on them enough. We have high levels of trust, a great culture. Feel like we're able to push each other, push back on each other if we need to challenge one another. But it's always in a very respectful way. And I'm just surrounded by people that make my job better. I just have an incredible team. So people are everything.
Yeah.
And I've got the best.
You've had some experience, I know, here recently. I guess, was it back in the fall when you had the class that came back and gave the tour? And I bet you just see that firsthand.
Yes.
Just the tradition and, and the pride.
Lyndall Britton, who former mayor. Yep. That's right. I didn't even know Lyndall. And he reached out and he said that his class was going to be coming up on their 50-year class reunion and they'd love to walk the halls of Heritage. They did it. They were the first class to graduate from Liberty High over here on Blue Jay Drive. And so they ended their time at Liberty High School their junior year before it became the junior high. And I was asked to give the tour and I was like, oh boy, I'm like so ill-equipped because there's so much stuff I don't even know about my own building. And I learn something new almost every day.
Oh, I bet.
But it's just, there's just no way to know about all of it. But I actually felt like I was on the tour with that class. Like they were like explaining to me, well, Reagan, this is actually where the library was prior to. And oh man, this is where they told a story about how this was where the principal's office was or one of the administrator's office. And they were on kind of like a card system. So like based on your merits, you know, the things that you had gotten done, you got to be in certain places during the day. And this is where they would go when they were on the gold pass or something along the lines of that. And you know, then it was really cool to walk with Lyndall and he walked the hallway and he was like, this is where I met my wife. You know, she was a student there as well and now married and they have grandkids that are going to come and see me next year at Heritage.
Oh,
so that's something that you can't pay for. It's pretty awesome. So I just sit back and soak it all in.
And Lyndall actually participated in this video that's going to be released here soon. And he tells a lot of those similar stories throughout.
Yeah.
And just really, really neat. Again, Reagan Allegri joining us. Let's go ahead and talk about this HMS 100th celebration.
We're so excited.
This is going to be fun. I know we've been talking about this now for a while. And of course, Heritage going to have this bash on Saturday morning, April the 13th.
Correct.
9 to 11 a.m. And they're really going to be a casual come and go as available event.
Yep. Very open house. You can drop in for 5 minutes. You can stay the whole 2 hours. We've got some really cool things that are going to happen. One of the areas that I'm really excited about is you've mentioned this video that we have the opportunity to shoot. And it was really well done by... You had so many different people that were talking about their time at Heritage, whether they had been a student there, whether they were at the junior high, whether they're a current student or a current staff member, someone from the high school. It just came together so well. I'm
almost a documentary.
It really is. Yeah. And it made me very emotional in the best way because, again, the pride is there. And so just another reason to feel really proud of the work that we do at Heritage. But yeah, we're going to have students from our student council that are going to be there that are going to be giving tours. So we're just going to kind of run those as needed. If we get 10 people that walk in the door at the same time, we're going to send them with a student. And students are going to take the guests around to different spots. We are also about ready to embark on so much renovation that's happening. So I'm really excited to have the photos up, the renderings from what's coming up here in a couple of short months for whenever we start our 1964 renovation. So we'll have photos of that so you can see kind of where you're at now versus where it's going to be. And the video will be running in the auditorium. We'll have some light snacks. So it's going to be great. I'm really excited.
Again, that's coming up on Saturday, April the 13th, 9 to 11 a.m. And again, come as your schedule allows.
That's right.
So if you have 20 minutes, I'm sure that would even suffice. But if you want to stay for almost the entire time and just wander around and check things out and check out the premiere of the Heritage video that was produced. We'll also be sharing that, I'm sure, shortly after that event.
Great.
But we wanted to make sure we premiere it.
Absolutely.
For all of those that actually are in attendance.
That's right. The first viewing. It's a viewing
exactly.
party.
Yes, a viewing party on Saturday, April 13th. We will certainly look forward to that. Yeah, you mentioned, of course, we passed that bond issue, the no tax increase bond issue, almost exactly a year ago.
Yep.
And our community resoundingly supported that. And of course, Heritage Middle School, a big beneficiary of that, several million dedicated with the project. But as you mentioned, you're going to be one of, if not the only school that's really going to be significantly impacted.
Yes.
I'm sure that I know Steve Anderson and the crew, you guys have been talking about that. People are going to just kind of need to be flexible, I guess, over the next few years.
Yes, that is so true. I have a document that it stays open all the time, excuse me, on my computer. I'm calling everything right now hotel stays. So anyone that is having to exit out of their current classroom, they're going to go into a hotel room. It's an extended stay hotel. It's not going to be a couple of nights, but they'll be there for, I don't know, 4 months-ish, hopefully. And that the first part of the renovation will be done around December is kind of what we're hoping. So they're not going to love it. We're all going to have to be flexible. But like I mentioned earlier, when you asked what I love, one of the major things is that my staff is just the best. And so we know that the end of this brings such new change. And we deserve that. That building deserves to see some love while also keeping the history so very rich with it. But yeah. We're so excited, but also terrified.
Yeah. And that'll be coming soon.
Yes.
Again, as we look to improve the look, not only of the inside, but also the outside.
Yeah, definitely need some love on the outside.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great. I'm really excited to see that whole process. I, oddly enough, didn't go to a class anywhere in my schooling for what it looks like to be the principal of a building in the middle of a renovation.
Yes.
And so I'm having to lean on so many colleagues that have been through this. So luckily there's been plenty.
You know, one thing about the Heritage Middle School building, of course, whether it was Liberty High School, Liberty Junior High over the years, that facility, since the documentary, if you will, was shot and Scott Carr shared about the Stephen King movie.
Yes.
Having some scenes shot in that building. Have you watched Sometimes They Come Back?
I have not.
No, I'm not much into scary movies, to be honest.
I love a good thriller book. I don't like to watch the movies, but I do like to read. Like psychological thrillers is probably one of my favorite genres. I don't foresee myself, based on the reviews of those people that have seen it, they said it was an interesting one, but so very cool to see that whole building scanned, you know, in different shots, and to think that it's just really, I don't even know how that came about. I'd be so curious to know how they stumbled upon our building and our community.
I bet we'll find out at the birthday celebration. Somebody will be
there.
Somebody's
going to know.
Then somebody will know. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Oh, God, that's a great question.
While you're thinking about that, I'll share, like, the scariest scene was in The Wizard of Oz with the flying monkeys. I literally had nightmares, like, for weeks as a kid. I cannot watch the scene. To this day, when that scene comes up,
really?
I turn off The Wizard of Oz. We fast forward, of course, through that.
It's too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Well.
You?
Not The Wizard of Oz. I didn't know you were going to go that route, but I would say, I mean, I've watched it again as an adult, and it's so not scary, but like Blair Witch Project, that came out whenever I was like early high school. And it was just, again, it was like one of those like psychological ones. I don't love the jump scare stuff, like anything like that. But that one was or it. You're like, again,
that's
not
Stephen King.
Yeah, not that scary as an adult, just bizarre.
Bizarre. For our listeners out there, if you're listening and you've made it to this point of the podcast, we're approaching 20 minutes, okay. So we'll actually just be wrapping up. But if you're listening, shoot me an email, dallas.ackerman@lps53.org. Tell me what the scariest movie you've ever watched, and then that'd give me some good data as far as who's listening.
That'd be great. It's like whenever you read something in class and the teacher has like embedded something, like if you've read to this part, say the word Kit Kat and you'll get a candy.
Exactly.
And then you got to see if anybody says Kit Kat.
This is our new marketing strategy right here as part of In the Loop with LPS. A few minutes left, as I mentioned. And frankly, I apologize for not referencing this or asking you about this. This should be at the very front of this podcast instead of closer to the end. Tell us about the fam. I mean, Daniel and those two cuties of yours. I hope that they'll end up listening to this at some point. You got to brag on that.
Well, I sure hope so. I feel like I should embed this too. Like, Daniel and my children, if you're listening, you'll email me your scariest movie, and then I'll know that they listened to their mother and they supported her.
Don't tell them.
I'm not going to. That's a great tester there, Dallas. Yeah. No, I have the best family. My husband, Daniel, is... We've been together forever. I feel like forever is just the easiest number. Since we were 18, we met in college. So he's awesome. He works for a company called Workday. So he works mostly out of the home. And my kids,
I thought you say he works during the day.
Yeah. that's a great joke there. I think he does. I hope he does. I don't really see him much during the day. So, because I'm working.
Yes.
It's important. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
And then I've got two great kids. My daughter is a sixth grader. So I start the day with a middle schooler. I spend all day with middle schoolers. And then I return home to a middle schooler. And so I feel like I have a set of angel wings awaiting me at some point. So,
indeed.
No, she's great. She's awesome. She's in North Kansas City schools. And then my son Rush is in third grade. And he is all things obsessed with football right now.
Fantastic.
Yep.
And he was excited, I'm sure, about the Mecole Hardman reappearance earlier this week.
Two for two.
How cool is that?
He's the greatest guy. He is the greatest guy. He is so kind. He does this out of the kindness of his heart, wants nothing in return, and actually left yesterday and said, hey, can I come back and sub? And I said, Mecole, you can do anything you want.
I know. So for our listeners that may not be following, and we've shared some of this on our social media, but what was that? Was that last year?
Last January.
Okay.
He came.
Mecole Hardman, receiver, Kansas City Chiefs. He comes, visits, and he ends up staying at Heritage Middle School for literally hours.
Hours. Like, I think he was there for 8 hours. He stayed until like 5 o'clock.
And what was so, and I retold this story right after the Super Bowl this year. I think it was at Shoal Creek. I told the staff, totally, he just shows up. He doesn't have a publicist.
Nope.
He doesn't have a press release, because that's what happens a whole lot.
Of course.
I know you know, and I live this world where, you know, so-and-so's going to come out and do this quick little, you know, pose with some kids, and then they're gone.
Nope.
And has a soft spot for our special education students.
Yes.
Talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah, he was incredible. We met him at a charity event in maybe October of 2022. And we was at a bowling alley. And so he made his way down the lanes. And when he got to our lane, we're just chatting and there's some kids bowling and stuff. And then I mentioned that I'm a principal. And he was like, oh, at what school? And I let him know. And he's like, I'm not familiar with that area. He's obviously from Georgia. Yeah. And so he said, you know, before COVID, I loved getting into the schools. And my work was always with special education students. And I loved to get in there and do like physical stuff with them, do some movement. And I said, well, would you please come to my school? And he said, yeah. And so he said, just reach out. And I did. And then he came through. And then again, to see him catch that Super Bowl winning touchdown, yeah. I felt like I was watching my best friend do that. It was just because that's how he makes you feel. Makes you feel like you're the most important person. And he said, I'll come back. And then he did yesterday.
And then the journey, of course, you know, from between the first visit last year and this, he leaves the Chiefs, goes to the Jets. That doesn't work out. He comes back to the Chiefs. Like, it's a great story in itself.
It is.
Perseverance and just sticking with it. And And then when he catches that touchdown, I think it was probably after the game, one of our daughters was like, you think he'll come back to Heritage? And I was like, probably not. He's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow night, and he's on Good Morning America. Probably not.
Yep.
And here he comes.
Yep. He's just the kindest person. And I hope one day I get the opportunity to share with his family, like what a gem, and how well he just raised to just be so, I don't know, he's just amazing.
How many selfies did he take?
Oh, gosh. I have not a clue. And he just let it happen. At no point does he even act like, I'm done. He just let it happen. And then I kind of served as like his, I was his boss. Yeah, I was really bossing him around.
Yes.
He got tired of that.
You took good care of him over there. And that was really neat. So if anyone listening, if you don't know what we're talking about, go back earlier this week. We shared out the video of him helping direct the band who played some Chiefs music for him. And I know people got a good kick out of that. And we'll probably share some more videos and photos. Just a really neat event. I know the kids and staff both got a big kick out of
it. Makes us feel pretty dang special.
Absolutely. Well, Reagan, you are officially off the hot seat.
I love it.
I knew this would be such a difficult interview for you.
I know.
You're such an introvert. But again, a reminder before we let you go, the big thing coming up.
Yes, next Saturday, April 13th, it's open house from 9 to 11 a.m. at Heritage. We'll have some light snacks, some guided tours. We've got student work. I'm really excited for that, too. All of the students have had played some part in some of the work that's going to be displayed around the building. And come as if you were a former student or a former teacher there, or you're current, or you're just curious what that building looks like, and you also want to know what it'll look like post-renovation. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for coming by and sharing information along with talking about yourself and your journey. And we appreciate having you here in Liberty Public Schools. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I'm speaking that from a parent at Heritage Middle School. So best of luck with the event, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dallas.
Dr. Reagan Allegri, principal at Heritage Middle School. So kind to join us this week on In the Loop.
Thanks for choosing to spend a few minutes with us and getting in the loop with LPS. Don't forget, you can also stay in the loop with us by following Liberty Public Schools on our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and by downloading our LPS mobile app for that mobile-friendly experience. This has been a production of the Liberty Public Schools Communications Office. For more about this podcast and all you need to know about LPS, visit our website at www.lps53.org.